This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. Let's begin by taking in a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly. The breath that God gives you in this moment. And as you breathe out, focus your mind on feeling the presence of your body. Maybe think of it in terms of feeling your body from within. Being aware of taking in breath, in through your nose, into your belly, and letting your out breath be a little longer than your in breath. The Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 12, verse 10, "In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind." Right now, the breath you are taking is the breath that God gives you in this moment. In his hand is your breath that he is giving you. Your breath, this breath right now, is a gift from God that he has given you in this moment. The image here is imagination. It's envisioning a reality. It's not just information. It's envisioning a reality that is truer than just mere information. God's hand giving you your next breath as a gift. Extending to you the gift of the next moment. He is giving you the gift of breath because he wants you to live in his universe right now in this moment. Breathing in through your nose, the breath that God's hand is handing to you, the breath of life from God. And as you breathe out, envisioning every cell in your body being given its life from God. Every cell in your body a gift of God, giving you life in this moment. Your life is not your own. It's a gift of God. Let that sense of God's hand handing you your breath, God's Spirit giving life to every cell in your body, bring a sense of gratitude, a sense of you exist because of God's grace. You exist because of God giving you life. You woke up today because God willed it. Everything in your life is a gift of God. And as you breathe out, focus on that sense of gratitude filling your entire body. Rather than the anxiety, the tension of not having enough of what you want, the anxiety and the tension of your circumstances not being as you want. Instead, fill your whole body with this sense of gratitude. Everything in your life is a gift of God. Every breath you take is the next gift from God's hand. Every moment of life is because God wants you to live as a gift. Not because you have done anything to deserve it. You didn't do anything to be born. But because God wanted you to exist in his universe, and he wants you to exist in his universe forever. Your body being a gift of God forever. That's why there'll be a resurrection of your body in your eternal salvation. God wants you. He has a love specifically, particularly for you. And He wants you in His universe forever. That's why He's handing you your next breath, breathing in through your nose into your belly. And as you breathe out, focus your mind on the awareness, the gratitude of your whole body being a gift of God. Your feet, your legs, your hands, your arms. Being aware, sensing your body from within. Your abdomen, your back, your hips. Your shoulders, your neck, your head. Letting go of tightness and tension, because you don't have to force circumstances to be as you think they need to be. Everything in your life is a gift. And you can let go of having to hold yourself up. You can let go of thinking that somehow life comes from you. Life always has come from God's hand. Right now, this next breath, as you breathe in through your nose into your belly, you're taking the breath that God is handing you by His hand. In His hand is the life of every creature, the Bible says, and the breath of all mankind. In His hand is your life. In His hand is your next breath. Everything in your life is a gift of God. In our last meditation, we began to look at the New Testament book of James, chapter 1, verse 16. James says, "Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights." Remember, we said the term heavenly lights is not an ignorance of the universe, but a poetic way of saying all the stars are purposeful. God has given them to us as a light. So Psalm 136, verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His steadfast love endures forever." And then verse 7, "Who made the great lights?" Verse 8, "The sun to govern the day." Verse 9, "The moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever." The great lights are the sun, the moon, the stars, because His love endures forever. So, don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from the One who made the entire universe. Stress and anxiety happen when we're deceived in some way to see our life falsely, to see our circumstances falsely. That we must take things into our own hands to get what is good. This is seeing your life primarily horizontally, according to your circumstances, and forgetting the vertical reality, the reality of God and His presence, and His trustworthiness, the fact that He is giving you everything in your life as a gift from His hand. That begins to fade, and you begin to panic and believe you must take things into your own hands for what's good for you. So anxiety and tension is forgetting that your life is always first and foremost vertical. Every moment of your life is between you and God, God giving you that moment to live. Every circumstance in your life is first and foremost between you and God. Everything is ultimately vertical. So don't be deceived, James says. Every good and perfect gift is from above, So just take in a deep breath that God is handing you right now as a gift. And as you breathe out, feeling the gift of God in this moment, giving you life and in control of your circumstances. Author Steve Cuss, in his book Managing Leadership Anxiety, says anxiety is a signal, not a root cause. Anxiety is generated when we think we need something in any particular moment that we don't actually need. He goes on to say, anxiety is not just worry and fear. It's how you react when you don't get something you think you need. The point, he says, is that anxiety becomes a marker that something other than God's presence and love is at play in my mind and body. In other words, he's saying anxiety happens when I start seeing life differently than reality. God starts to fade in my view, and my circumstances take center stage, and I think I'm in charge, and I think I have to be in control. But this passage in James is saying every good and perfect gift comes from above, the God who created this entire universe. So Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So take in a deep breath that God is handing you, meditating on this image, God handing you your next breath. And as you breathe out, meditate on this promise God says to you, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, plans to give you hope and a future." And feel that promise into your body. A foundational principle of faith is choosing to trust that God's plan for you, God's will for you, is for your ultimate good. He wants your ultimate good. Your life is a gift from Him, and He wants to give you good as a gift. That there actually is no true good for you outside of God's good for you. So in the Bible, Psalm 85, verse 12 says, "The Lord will indeed give what is good." The Lord will indeed give what is good. So take in a deep breath that God is giving you, handing to you by His hand, this gift of life, this breath of God. And as you breathe out, meditate on this promise. The Lord will indeed give you what is good. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. Take in the next breath that God is giving you by His hand, His gift. Breathing in deeply through your nose. And as you breathe out, this sense of gratitude that God is giving you every moment of your life, God is giving you every good and perfect gift for you. And you can trust Him that what is truly good, He will give you. His plans for you are to prosper you, truly prosper you, and to give you a future and a hope. God knows His plans for you, and you can trust Him. He's the one that gives you life. this moment is a gift from Him. And whatever is truly good for you, God will give you. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, the Father who created this entire universe. Every star, every galaxy comes from His hand. Every gift in your life, everything good in your life comes from His hand. Every breath you take comes from His hand. Your entire existence comes from His hand, and you can trust. Everything in your life is a vertical thing. It's between you and God. Every horizontal circumstance is ultimately between you and God. It's vertical. So this next breath, as you take in, envision God giving you breath. As you breathe out, giving you life, giving you every good and perfect gift, and you can trust Him. You can trust His will for you. You can trust His plan for you. Don't be deceived. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down to you from the Creator of this entire universe. And you can trust Him. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. If you found this podcast helpful, please give us a rating in your podcast app so others can find it more easily. It really does help. And consider sharing this episode with a friend. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Look for new episodes each Tuesday and Thursday morning.